All right, we've got 908 here with Tony Reno. Thanks for having a second cup of coffee here with us this morning. With us here on the line is attorney Bruce Elstein. He's with Goldman, Grutter, and Woods. And, well, we're going to speak with him for a few moments. How you doing, Bruce? So glad you're here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. So glad you are here. Let's get right to it. If you're in an accident, what are the three most important things that you should do right away?
Well, there's three definitely important things to do right away, and then I'm going to tell you about one thing to do you can even do today to protect yourself if you're in an accident tomorrow. But if you're in a crash today, there's three important things you should do right away. And first is check for injuries. You want to make sure that you, the occupants of your car, and anybody else involved in the incident isn't hurt. And if they are, to call the appropriate authorities to get some help. The second thing to do is to document the event and exchange information with the other folks and to make sure you call the police so that there's a police accident report prepared so that the event is fully documented. And the third thing you should do is contact your insurance agent or the company hotline to inform them that you've been in this incident so that they can properly document it and provide to you the appropriate coverages that you've bought under your insurance policy.
Okay, but now let's just say you are injured. You're injured in the accident. Now, what happens? After you've done all those things, now you're injured. What happens?
Well, you should seek medical attention right away. Many juries and insurance claims adjusters believe that if you're hurt, you go seek treatment. So the opposite of that is if you're not seeking treatment, the decision makers in your case are going to doubt that you're really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're hurt, it's important to seek that appropriate care. Now, I'll talk a little bit about medical insurance because some people don't have it. It's very helpful if you do have group health, but the reality today is that many don't. So what can you do if you don't have group health? Well, as I said earlier, there's something you can do today that will help you, and that's call your insurance agent today and find out what your coverages are under your own insurance policy, your own automobile insurance policy. And there's two coverages I think you should check on. One, if you don't have medical payments coverage and you don't have group health, you should buy medical payments coverage. That protects you for a certain amount if you're injured in an accident. The second thing you can do, which is really the tip of the day, and will really protect you and those in your car if you're hurt by someone else's negligence who does not have sufficient insurance. Typically, you think, I'm in an accident, the other person's at fault, and there will be sufficient insurance to compensate you for all of your harms and losses. But if you're not, if they're not covered sufficiently, you're at a loss. And I'll give you an example. I represented a number of years ago a woman who was crossing the street in Bridgeport, the corner of Capitol Avenue and Madison Avenue. A car ran the red light, hit her, and she got seriously injured. She didn't own a car, so she had no automobile insurance policy of her own, and the other car driver had no insurance. If she had had, so there was no coverage for that event, even though there was clear negligence and even though she had well-documented injuries, there was no insurance policy that we could seek to recover for those injuries. So what can you do today that will protect you for that? And it's the situation where the person who hits you does not have enough insurance, or the person has no insurance. Even though that violates the law, reality is today many people don't have insurance. So what you can do today is call your agent and get what's called uninsured or underinsured motorist protection. Now, every policy has that. But I think the tip of the day is to buy as much coverage under that provision, the UM, underinsured motorist provision, that you can afford. Because that protects you for the full extent of your injuries if you're injured in an accident. Now, many people have minimum limits, 20-40, but I think you should look at buying as much as you can under that coverage of liability because it protects you in the event you're hurt by someone else's negligence who doesn't have enough insurance to protect you. So the tip of the day is if you don't have insurance, medical insurance, look at MedPay under your own automobile policy, and everyone should go talk to their agent as soon as possible and look into upping the limits of liability so that they're protected for an underinsured driver or someone who has no insurance.
So it's better to have too much insurance than not have enough. That's what you're saying, really.
Very much so.
Okay. We're talking with Bruce Elstein. He's with Goldman, Grutter, and Woods. Talking a little bit this morning, if you get into an accident, what do you do? Your insurance company. I mean, it can be a very devastating thing, especially after the accident. You're immediately afterward, you're not really thinking. I mean, what if you're at the scene and you say something like, I'm so sorry, I wasn't paying attention, or you apologize. Is that an admission of guilt? Is that something that they can prove in court? Is that something that doesn't help your case?
It certainly does not help your case. Admissions of liability, like I'm sorry, can certainly come back and be used against you. If you are responsible for the incident, you can be helpful and responsive by acting rather than apologizing. If they need help, you get the appropriate help. You help them until the emergency first responders arrive. In some cases, it can help to apologize, but that's a very sensitive topic that's not easily answered, particularly in the heat of the event. So, yes, those kinds of statements can come back to be used against you as admissions, but you can still be helpful without making those kinds of admissions by acting rather than talking and apologizing.
All right, Bruce, we are running out of time. What about your website if people want to contact you?
Sure, we have a website. It's www.goldgru.com.
One more time.
goldgru.com.
All right. Bruce Elstein from Goldman, Grutter & Woods. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. 9:15 here at